episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
And welcome back. It is the 30th of May, 2025, and you're on truthmeets.com, and you are in the fitting room with Marilicious, and we have Martha back. You're up for a second fitting,
morning,
Martha.
Good morning. I know. I must have done something wrong or done something right. I'm not too sure at the moment.
Yeah, I think you're loving being in the fitting room at the moment. Yeah.
What can I say? I like being fitted up.
Yeah. You like being fitted up, being styled.
Yeah.
Why not? It's always good to have a fresh pair of board shorts and a T-shirt, I think. Why not?
Indeed, although very, very rare in this part of the world. We had our summer a week ago, I think. Now it's raining, so umbrellas yep. at the moment. Yeah.
Well, rain's everywhere. We've gotten rain now.
It does seem to be.
Yeah, it seems to be everywhere. And it's, and surprise, surprise, we have another event on this weekend called Sea Fire, which is the fireworks display. And it's raining. Why not?
Yeah, couldn't plan it any better, could they? Couldn't plan it any better. Dun, dun, dun. No,
exactly. Yeah. Drum roll, please.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's it. So, fitting room this week, we had something to talk about. You suggested something to me, a shout out through Be Told show when you were with Rick. Mm-hmm. And the mammography
racket.
Yeah. So it's like, well, I ain't putting these babies on that thing. And there's a reason why.
Mm.
There's a big issue with all this.
Does seem What's to be, doesn't the, it? I mean, I don't, yeah. I, yeah. What do you think? I mean, you're probably more targeted than men, I assume, being a lady as you are.
Yeah,
I think we're not allowed to. Are we allowed to say that on here? I assume we are. We're allowed to say anything, aren't we?
Of course we are.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. So you know, is there a kind of policy to target women with this kind of invasive treatment? Is that something you've seen amongst your peers and your sort of family?
Definitely. Let's find out after the break. Happened last week?
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Now we're back, truthmeets.com, in the fitting room with Marilicious and Martha today. So, last week, after our conversation, I got a text message from some government health department telling me that I need to go and get some check done. I was like, okay, what is it now? So I've had the letter in the post about cervical stuff. Then this one was about bowel. So I guess my next one's going to have to be the boobs. So, you know.
You're working your way up. You're working your way up to the body, aren't you? So I assume it would be next. Yeah, I mean, with all due respect, is that an age thing? I mean, I think we're the same age, so no doubt I'll be getting those soon, which I will put in the bin, obviously. I won't be doing anything.
In the recycling bin.
Most definitely. But, I mean, go for it.
Yeah, no, but what I was just saying is that it's very interesting because my auntie, so my mother's sister, she had breast cancer when she was in her early years, and she passed away a few years ago, but she was in her 80s when she died. But she was in remission for about 30-something years before it came back and then eventually got her, and she passed away within a few weeks. But it's amazing, though, because it's like, where does the cancer come from? You know, and it's the fear that they put in. It's like these could happen, like lumps and bumps and all that kind of stuff. And they want to test it. And they're not really telling you what it is. You know what I mean? It's just first thing they're going to do is just start to cut something out. Let's just cut it out and figure out what it is. without even really knowing what it is. But could these radiation, because they are, aren't they really, at the end of the day, could they be triggering things in your body? So these ultrasounds, this radio, this radiation therapy, I guess, you know, are these starting to cause things in our actual cells? And is this is what's causing cancer?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I'm not an expert, but it seems to be. I shared some links with you, didn't I? And I've just been going through them now. And, you know, mammograms are linked to misdiagnosed cancers, you know. So it should, you know, that could be the issue. We're told to test, as you say, test. We're in a testemic, aren't we, of everything nowadays. And I don't think it's a good thing, personally. As I say, we all have lumps and bumps, and we probably all have cancers inside us all the time. But you know, as going back to what we spoke about last time, that toxicity in our body, I assume would you know, bring that out as cancer, in inverted commas.
You
said your aunt got it back, or was she diagnosed again, or she was in remission? Surely, if you're in remission, then you've cured it, haven't you? I would say, but what? You know, what brought it back to her was, did she go for another test, or was it just she had her arm twisted to go and get tested?
Yeah, I don't know the full story about what happened, because she lives overseas, and mum and dad did the trip quickly, and she passed away when they arrived there. So it was, you know, one last thing for mum. So I mean, it wasn't easy. But in a way, it sort of was a bit of a closure for her for it to happen. But but what are we exposed to though? I mean, what's in the radiation, ionizing? I've got the wave energies, the intensity of these energies. Because how is it so different to sound vibrations and frequency of vibrations? Like in one way, we're being told that there's certain things that can heal us. When it comes to sound waves and sound energy, but certain frequencies, what type of frequencies, and what is it with? Is it with the radiation? Is it with the ionizing radiation? Mm. So I've had a couple of tests done in my early years where they would put a dye through your veins and you go through one of those like a scan and they just see your blood flow and all that kind of stuff. Now, at that time, I didn't think about anything because obviously for me it was like, you know, you want to sort of trust the medical system and to find out like if what's going on in your body and stuff like that. But later you learn that these things are actually quite toxic and you don't know what kind of effect it's going to have later on in life, you know. But even the ultrasounds, you know. So I had an ultrasound, but it was more like a pulse therapy, they called it, where it's like charged electricity put through. I think one was my arm and one was my knee, and that was to help cell regeneration and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, and I never questioned it because obviously I'm healed and everything's fine. But what about now? Like, what about later in life? You know, I totally avoid the doctors, so I really don't want to go there.
We don't know. If you go to the doctors, they'll find something wrong with you. Well, no, the doctor will not say, oh, you're perfectly fit and healthy, go away, will they? They will find something. That's what I always think. And you're right, all these, you know, scans in inverted commas, everyone's going for a scan, aren't they? Oh, put me in for a scan. I don't think that's a good thing to be in a metal tube being ionized with, you know, all sorts of rays and electricity and, you know, pulses. I don't think that's, doesn't sound good to me.
No,
but I've never had it done, so I would try and avoid it. And it's always telling when all the experts are outside the room looking, and you're stuck in the tube. You know, like when you go to a dentist and get an X-ray, isn't it? Everyone runs out while you're getting X-rays. That can't be good for you either. X-rays. Mm. But you,
then
we
you
say
don't
we don't
question
know, do
it
we?
Though. You don't question it, though, because it's like they're behind some screen. And I remember I had to have an X-ray done on my – it was my head, basically. So, obviously, you know, my earrings had to come out for my ears. And they put, like, some lead thing over my chest part, but my head was exposed. So how much radiation do you reckon I would have got at that time? when they were doing a head scan after I split my head open. But you don't think about that sort of stuff, you know. And now when I think about it, I'm like, man, I was wearing like basically lead on the rest of my body, right, to stop radiation from going elsewhere in my body. But it was directly on my skull, in my head. You know, I think about it now and I'm like, you know, every time I get a headache, it's like, oh, please don't make me think that, you know, I'm going to go down this road where I have headaches and then there's going to be a tumor, and because some doctor's going to tell me it's a tumor. And it's like, no, I don't have this problem. I think it's just going to be the fact that I have anxiety over the fact that I've done these things and my body's just responding to something that I'd done previously. And now it's jolted me into thinking, oh, don't do that again. You know?
Yeah. We don't know, do we? We don't know what goes. I mean, you know, we're not saying that people are going to drop down dead, but you get all these other ailments. Are they part of it? You know, are they part of what's gone on previously? And it's, you know, oh, I've got a headache. As you say, I'll go to the doctors. I'll get another scan, and you know, take these drugs, and this could be wrong with you, that could be wrong with you. It's just a merry-go-round, isn't it? Really, it's just a complete scam. Really, it's just a complete hustle of what goes on, and but. I know people have been trained
and I think that's right. And I think people are cottoning on to the fact that, you know, there's money to be made from the people administering these type of treatments, and then obviously the drugs that come with it and stuff like that. So there's obviously money to be made in the industry, but at what cost? I mean, you feel like an experimental rat at the end of the day, you know. I was told at one stage, and this is where I literally just flipped at the hospital and just threw my all my paperwork in the bin and just marched out and never went back. After they were just like, oh, we have this experimental drug. We don't really know what it's going to do, but you might not be able to have kids and this might happen and that might happen. I was like, you don't even know what it does. Why would you even recommend that to me for a condition you don't even know that I have? Like, what the hell?
Right.
You
That's
know?
Right. I know someone through the COVID scam. We met on an online chat forum, and it turns out she actually worked for the same organization as me, which was strange because I think we was the only two people in the whole organization who had any sense at that time. So it was good to sort of, you know, buddy up with each other. But cut a long story short, she was diagnosed with breast cancer four years ago. She wasn't she wasn't vaccinated or anything like that, but you know, she's pretty wise, and she went through the first, by her own admission, she went through the first course of, you know, therapy, in inverted commas, from the doctor. There was pressure in her to take all sorts of drugs and, you know, get her vaccines, and you know, she held firm, but she had the first course and it made her so sick, which she knew it would do. She decided then after that to stop it, and she's just kind of treating it and looking after herself through her diet and, you know, various, you know, giving up drinking, you know, looking after herself better and eating better, exercise, and she's a whole lot better. So, you know, she knew the first course wouldn't be very good for her, but she went along with it just to placate the doctors, really. But the pressure she was under to get more and more treatment, in inverted commas, and, you know, we'll try this and we'll try that. And she's just completely, as you said, binned it and ignores them. And she's, you know, she's doing really well. She's really healthy.
And I think that's what happens. And but at that time, you're not really thinking because it's like you want to trust your doctor. You want to trust your health professional, you know, to do the right thing by you, because that's what you do. But then as you get older, things start to become a little bit more suspicious. But we had a look at this Professor Thomas Seyfried, and he was saying that cancer was an actual mitochondrial metabolic disease. It's not genetic.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
And I've heard now, since I've watched this, I've heard it more and more now. And I don't think they're certain out there are happy with this fact because it's going to disrupt quite a few things. But it is a disruption of the energy, like disruption of energy mutation. So mitochondria, as we know, is basically cell biology. So we have the organelle, which is the inside cell that allows things to function in our body. So what he was saying was cancer is basically the fermentation without oxygen, and basically cell division that's out of control. So if we have an energy disruption in our body, that means the organelle is dysfunction, which causes tumor. So that's really eye-opening, actually, when you think about it, because we have certain cells in our body that do particular things. We don't actually know what particular things do in our body, but our body knows how to do stuff, right? And we were saying that when it comes to cancer, your body knows how to keep it there, and it will get rid of it, eventually get rid of it. You've just got to do the right thing. Most of the time, I'd say majority of people would experience chronic inflammation. And inflammation causes a lot of this disruption as well. So knowing that, we can look at maybe how it works. You know what I mean? So if the energy comes from the oxygen that we breathe, and then cancer is a fermentation without oxygen, how does it work? So the mitochondria is actually really, really one of those cells or organelle, as they call it, that knows how to do things in our body. But we've just got to help it. We've just got to help it.
Yeah.
So we've got to really cut out things like the glucose, glutamine.
I imagine sugar adds sugar fermentation.
And so what they've really got to try and get the idea and the out of people's head is cancer is not genetic. So just because my auntie had breast cancer does not mean that I carry a gene, a breast cancer gene. I never believe that. So it's got to be something that's disrupting my energy flow that's causing particular. So something happened to her that's disrupted her energy flow that's caused this metabolic disease, basically. Yeah. So, so they're the kind of things that we got to be looking at. And the only reason the only reason that a lot of these people out there that don't want us to know is because we can actually cure it ourselves. I mean, things like water fasting, metabolic therapy.
Fasting, raw food, things like that, if you want to go down that.
That's right.
I do believe there is a cure for it. That cure is – why would you want to cure something? Because it's a multi-billion, if not trillion-pound industry, isn't it? So why cure it? You know, you're not going to make any money. It's a money laundering racket. And
that's
as
right.
always, we suffer. Yeah. So it's keeping people in a job because they're looking at a computer screen and they're looking at, you know, computer algorithms and programs, and they're not looking at nature. You know, not really studying it. I don't think.
No. And what about stress? So let's cause a whole lot of stress, which will affect our diet, our lifestyle. If we keep ourselves in a stressful state, cortisol can do real harmful things to your body, right? And these are the things that people don't actually look at. So when it comes down to it, what do we do? So we were just talking before, just a quick chat on Discord, and it was that fear. They're putting fear into people. You know, take this, don't take that. Do this, don't do that, you know, and people are like, what the hell's going on here? And it starts to put fear in people because they're like, oh, well, if I don't do this, this might happen, or, you know, and then it's like, oh, I'll get distracted from that because they're now on the news, they're saying, oh, your power bills are going to go up and interest rates are going to go up and down. Oh, petrol prices are going up. Oh, we've got food shortages now that we've got no eggs and no meat available and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, oh my God, how am I going to start living? How am I going to start paying for things? And what's going on? So all of a sudden they've put everybody in a stressful state, and then you pile everything onto that. And what happens? We have an energy disruption. We start getting a metabolic disease. So what happens? Our body is at dis-ease, which we know that.
Yeah, the it's in the name, isn't it? And you're right. If you're put in that situation, you make bad choices. I mean, I'm not perfect by any means, but you know, I try and do as much as I can. I certainly don't watch the news. I don't believe it all. So, but yeah, if you're in that stressful situation, you make bad decisions. So your diet changes. You eat more sugar. You eat more sweet things because you think your body needs it. And then it's just a continual loop, isn't it? really. It's crazy when you think about it. You know, what I sometimes think, why can't we just have the news where we're told nothing's happened? You know, there's no news today. Everybody, get on with your lives. Don't worry about it. Go out and enjoy yourself.
You know, because the system's not going to allow it. It's not going to allow that change, because motivation is very, very powerful. And we have, like yourself, you said yourself and one other person, like you're motivating each other. You have this motivation to talk about things that are positive in a way, and you're pulling yourself out from the running of the crowd. You know, I'm not going to do what everybody else does, because I think that road I'm going to take is not good. It's not a good sign. You know what I mean?
I'll be running. If you think of all the lemmings, I'll be running the other way. I won't be jumping off the cliff. I'll be the opposite.
That's it. So, you know, and this is where the system won't allow it, because it's like, oh, no, you're going against the grain. We can't have you going against the grain. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do to get you in? How about technology? What has tech done for us? And what was one of the biggest things we've been looking at lately? We've been looking at what's been happening in the sky. We were thinking about how there's microwaves, there's radiation, there's the electronic, the magnetic field. There's so many disruptors out there. And one of the big disruptors that we have is caused by modern day electrical devices. So, I mean, there's a book out, I think, I don't know if you've read it, but I know D-Train's reading it currently. It's called Dirty Electricity. So how did this come about? You know, all of a sudden electricity is our friend, but what's it disrupting? It's actually disrupting our lives, isn't it?
Everything. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I don't know if you've read that, The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg.
I didn't read it, but I listened to the podcast.
He lays it all out, you know, from as soon as, you know, the telephone, really, and the electricity, and that's when it all started. And he traces, you know, the Spanish flu in inverted commas back to that as well, electricity, you know, causing disruptions of people and you know, bringing those symptoms on what we can blame on a pretend virus, you know. And you're right, all around us, we've got Wi-Fi. I'm sitting in my room now, I've got Wi-Fi on, I've got my laptop on, so I'm working in inverted commas. And there's Wi-Fi in the house. You know, I can see the cell towers, the 5G, 4G towers from my window. And you can think, you know, they're amongst houses. You know, there's houses there. After the break.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Truthmeets.com, you're in the fitting room with Marfa and Verilicious. And Marfa, you were just saying about electricity, how we're surrounded and what's it doing.
Yeah, we're surrounded, yeah. I mean, I said I can see the cell towers. And they're outside schools, they're outside doctor's surgeries. And I think we've got, there's one local to me where there's a cell tower on top of the doctor's surgery roof. And you think that can't be good, can it? It disrupts everything. It's in that continual loop of, you know, people not feeling so well, or, you know, having brain fog or having headaches and things like that. And then you get into a state where you're not happy in yourself, or you're paranoid about this, and you start making bad decisions, and in your diet, and you drink too much, and you eat too much sugar, and it's just, you know, it's just continue, isn't it? It's crazy. I don't think it's good, personally. I don't think it's good. It can't be healthy, even though we're told it is. I mean, there's nothing to worry about. Well, if it is nothing to worry about, then I would say there is something to worry about, personally. But
yeah, and that's the thing, though. You think about our mobile phones, which we have all the time now. And I think one of the things that they were looking into, and they're still sort of playing around with this idea, but I believe a lot of people start thinking now that this is going to make us even more sick, because with the new 5G, which is the fifth generation, which is producing energy, so it's producing electromagnetic radiation. And I think there's the difference between the Earth has its magnetic fields. You know, we have all that sort of stuff.
There's electrical current running
naturally,
through it.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he did explain, the doctor did explain about the electrical current. So we have an electric current, which is basically for cell production, for our organs mm-hmm. to work and stuff like that. I was just talking about this on Coast to Coast. We are connected via electricity, and it's just a natural mm-hmm. form. It's natural for us. Okay. It's part mm-hmm. of the environment that we're in. And it's yep. from our feet, comes out of our head. It's like, you know, it's a continuous thing. So, I mean, I don't know, you can call it an aura if you want, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's fine. There's natural things that happen.
It's a resonance, isn't it?
There's a resonance. Yeah. But mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. what happens when the energy that produced, mm-hmm. that is being produced, is really bad? Because radiation... Mm-hmm. doesn't really sound like a good word.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And then we have the EMF, mm-hmm. so the electromagnetic field. Now, that's mm-hmm. really the Earth is the atmosphere is that, and that protects us from, you know, the space weather mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. But what if they muck around with the microwaves, the power lines, mm-hmm. the computers?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. how yeah. then... do they change the frequency or the vibrations and the waves and all that kind of stuff in electricity that it actually affects our bodies?
Yeah, I think you can do. I mean, you can use electricity to cure. I mean, have you heard of Robert Becker, the doctor? He done a lot about electromagnetic radiation, you know, and he proved that you could heal bones with electrical current. So, yeah, it can do good things and bad things. If you turn it up, and you know the magnetic fields can affect the cells, and that's what, you know, he maintains that that's what causes cancer, one of the causes of cancer when it's affecting the cells.
Yeah, but that's interesting, because I used to have one of my knees when I was in an accident long time ago now, in my early 20s, where I would have like electricity pulses like jolted through my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And that was to help the regeneration of the cells. Now, I don't have knee problems in general. The only thing that I was told was probably as I get older, if I live in a cooler climate, I could develop arthritis and all that kind of stuff, which is, once again, it's inflammation, chronic inflammation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so my go-to would be, you know, the change of lifestyle. So obviously I don't live where I live anymore. I'm in a mm-hmm. warmer climate.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good diet. A relatively stress-free lifestyle since moving here.
Plenty of sun,
plenty mm-hmm. of vitamin SEAC. mm-hmm. And you know, and when I say things like recharging myself, and then I go in the salt water, I've got the sun, and you can really feel that difference, you know.
Yeah.
So, but the difference then if you go into an environment. So if I'm going into work. So for me, leaving, and then, like you're saying, there's the cell towers there. We've got so much electricity running through there, and we don't know what's coming out of there. And I know sometimes I leave the workplace with a headache.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Because it's just too much, you know.
Yeah.
You're just being, you know, you're looking at a computer screen. You're in false light, basically. You're just there 8 hours or whatever, however many hours in this false, and then you might get a break, say 10 minutes or even half an hour, not even enough to just go outside if it's not too far for you to go outside. If not, you're sitting out in the lunchroom, you know, and then exposed to more, because then you sit and you look at your phone and all that kind of stuff. So we're just getting bombarded more and more again of all the of all these things from our devices.
Yeah, 100%.
And what else was he saying about the filling our homes? So not only are our homes going to be filled now with all the technology and with all this radiation, so we've got what, microwave? We've got mobile phones, we've got television.
Everything is linked to the internet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything is Wi-Fi.
And
that's right.
And then they want to flood. They want to flood the air with it too now. Mm-hmm. So they're putting those, what did we call them? The loon balloons up there to capture mm-hmm. all the all the Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff. Where's it coming from? You've got the towers that bounces off here, that bounces off there, and now they're thinking about putting things out in space or just above the atmosphere in Earth that they want to put them so they can bounce here, there, and everywhere. So we're going to have different types of energy waves, radiation, and all sorts of things bouncing around. So no wonder it's making us sick. So instead of becoming, as we progress, we should be healthy, we should be fit. We're backwards. We're going backwards. We're becoming more and more sick.
Yeah, there's no, again, there's no profit in it, is there? There's no profit in healing people.
No.
And you're right, we are literally swimming in just electromagnetic soup, and it's not good. And, you know, I posed the question the other day that, you know, the lines in the sky, we all see them, don't we? Well, some people do, some people don't. Now, could they be something to, you know, to amp up that electric magnetic field? Is that why they're there, you know, to improve communications and to have signals bouncing off them and things like that? I don't know. I'm not completely sold out. It's poison, in inverted commas, but it's up there for a reason.
Yeah, it is up there for a reason. And, I mean, we did a walk a couple of days ago when they were spraying all these things in the air, and we had a massive storm cloud sort of start to form. But we had the sun, which is now, it used to be yellow sun, white sun.
It's now white, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just around it, the halo and the clouds that were a ripple effect were iridescent. So it had like a rainbow effect. Trust me, it looked beautiful, but I tell you what, I was not looking at them without polarized glasses, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it looks great. I'm glad I'm wearing sunglasses, but I really don't want to be outside for too much longer because, I don't know, is it going to affect me in a way? Because I have had headaches before when these things happen. And then I was looking up, because, you know, the weather guy on TV is like, oh, these gravity waves, there's going to be some beautiful things happening out in the sky and all that kind of stuff. And you're like, gravity waves?
Gravity waves, yeah.
I looked up that. So NASA talks about all these things where it talks about high pressure and low pressure and the way that clouds are formed and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, okay, maybe that's what it does normally, but this isn't normal.
It's not normal, no.
It's not normal.
Man-made. Okay. Yeah.
It's not normal because you can see the variations of clouds. Like, as you know, I take a lot of photos, especially sunrise, sunset sometimes. Just depends if I'm out in time to do sunset. And you can see it. You can see it. And the way the colours, the sun picks up the colour, and you can have a look at the different types of clouds. You can tell which are real clouds and which are the clouds that have been formed because of that. Yes, I don't.
No, you're right.
Don't get me wrong. It looks beautiful. Sometimes it looks phenomenal. It looks absolutely amazing. But the formation isn't real. Isn't real anymore. So what are they doing? What are they playing with here in order for this to happen? I mean, I've even heard that because people are now less and less wanting to take vaccinations, that they might even spray the sky with it. You know, it's like, here we go, another conspiracy.
Something else to get you agitated. You know? I mean, like I say, I think that they cater for both sides, don't they? No disrespect meant by that, you know, us lot in one camp and then all the normies in the other camp. So, you know, they cater for both sides, but so they will spread that. Oh, we're going to spray vaccines in the sky. I'm not too sure about that, but you know, it just deflects away from what they're really doing, doesn't it? It's always distraction for everybody.
Yeah. And if you question it, question it, then you basically, oh, but you're a conspiracy theorist, or this is happening. It's like, no, I just want to know what's going on. Like, why do you have to hide? Why do you have to lie? It's like, I'm getting a headache. I'm getting itchy skin. The birds falling out of the sky, for crying out loud. Kamikaze birds. Birds don't fly into cars.
No, but that's the bird flu. That's the bird flu causing it. That's why they're dropping out of the sky.
You know, that is not natural. That does not happen.
No.
That's crazy. It's not natural. You know? And,
no, you're right. It's not nature. It's not nature at all. And nature will always give an indication if anything's wrong, won't it? Because you say the birds or the animals will pick it up on it as well. So
Yeah, that's right. And then people will talk about their symptoms. I mean, I know in the fitting room, people, I was like, oh, you know, today I'm feeling this or blah, blah, blah. And you're always asking them, I was like, what's it out there? What's it like? Because when I came into work today, it was nice and sunny, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Oh, there's this and that's that. And it's like, oh, yeah. So it's like, what's affecting a lot of these people? No one really knows. I mean, what's the first thing we do? We want to go to the doctor. They're just going to give us, go to the doctor. Give us a pill, you know.
Yep.
Maybe go, oh, you know, we'll get some tests done, see what happens. Next thing you know, your chronic inflammation or your disease of whatever it is becoming something that's blown out of proportion. And next thing you know, you're in the hospital having things cut out.
Yep. Having things cut out or cut open. Yeah, no. And I always say to people, you know, don't go to the doctors. Think, you know, I might mention, you know, try. You know, more salt. Big shout out to an ounce of salt a day. But, you know, more salt in your diet. Fasting. I don't know, iodine and things like that. Just try it, because it's got to be better for you than drugs and scans and everything. It's got nothing to lose. But oh no.
Well, you've got nothing to lose trying natural stuff. That's the thing. No, at the end of the day. You know what I mean? It's only going to go in one end and come out the other.
Exactly. No, you're right. It is, and it's not going to do you any more damage, and it's going to be cheaper as well, probably, and better for you. And it might actually make you feel better as well. And even if it is a placebo effect, it's, you know, which it may well be, it can't be a bad thing, can it? And actually, talking about that, I was just looking at this thing. I don't know if you heard about Rick Simpson and the Rick Simpson oil and, you know, hemp and things like that. I mean, that's an interesting story. And things CBD and cannabis, and I don't see any problems with that at all, personally. I would be willing to try that 100%.
The really? Dog's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Dog's been on hemp oil, you know. I did a month because I sort of rotate around different, you know, supplements with him as well. And it's good stuff. It's like I'd rather heal him naturally than all that. I mean, he's never had, I think since puppy, we stopped vaccinations because we weren't too sure that it was actually doing him any good, you know, goes to show he's almost 15. We've given him a good life, and he's eating, you know, a healthy diet. We cook for him like we cook for ourselves. And so we just make sure that he's getting a good life as well, you know. Yeah. So the doctor was talking about, you know, having healthy mitochondria. Yeah. So talking about, when he was talking about no carbohydrates, he's talking about highly processed carbs, because the way we live these days, we have high processed carbohydrates, a lot of it. We very rarely getting fresh fruit and vegetables. And what are they doing with our fresh fruit, vegetables and all that kind of stuff? Just what happened in New South Wales, where the floods happened. And it got the dairy farms, it got the egg farmers, it got all the vegetation. So it's like, where's all their food going to come from now? Oh, well, you know, what are we going to live off? Oh, we're going to live off like processed foods now.
Yeah.
Because that's readily available.
In the laboratory.
That's readily available. Yeah, yeah. You know, you know, Spam, ham in a can, and all that kind of stuff. You know, these kind of things can't be good for you. I mean, we were just talking about the toxins and all that kind of stuff, where it all comes from. So, like, if we were to have the Paleolithic lifestyle, well, we might not actually have any metabolic disease at all, because we're kept in a state where it's like the hunter-gatherer type, where we're eating like fresh stuff. We're only eating a handful of maybe seeds or nuts or whatever. We're drinking water. And we're basically left in, we're in a bit of a starved state rather than a full fat, full state. You know what I mean? And those kind of people back then, there was no such thing as cancer. And the people that live that kind of lifestyle don't have cancer.
Yeah.
Because their body is not in a disease state. So it's quite interesting, you know. I went on a high-fat, high-protein with complex carbs from vegetables, right? And I felt really good. I was like, this is something I'm going to try, something a little bit different. like, as you said, you were saying, the older we get, things change, right? And let's try something a little bit different. It works. So it just, you've just got to change it up a little bit and see what happens.
Reboot, have a reboot and reset. I mean, for me personally, the best thing I've done is the fasting. I mean, I pretty much fast for, well, we do our best to not, we might slip a little bit at the weekends, but even the two of us, my wife as well, you know, we don't eat past 8 o'clock at night, and we won't eat again until 11 o'clock the following. So it's that near 15 hours fasting every day. That's the best thing I've done. 100%. And you mentioned that, you said to people, oh, I couldn't do that, or I don't like the sound of that, or I've got to have my breakfast, I've got to have my cup of coffee at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. You can train yourself. And you can train your body to do it. And it was hard at first, but it's the best I've ever felt, he says, as his stomach's rumbling.
But that's what breakfast is. It's basically breaking a fast. You know what I mean? So if you stop eating at a certain time. So I don't mind the old 20-hour one. The 20-hour one really includes my sleep, which is fantastic, you know. So I would stop eating. Say I have dinner. The latest thing I'm going to eat is around 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Just that's it. Just cut it off. Mm-hmm. And then I won't have anything. I'll just have water. And then maybe we have black coffee because there's no carbohydrates in straight black coffee. So you can still have caffeine. So it's not going to be an issue. And and then just go about my day. And you know what? Your body is still functioning because it's still working its way through, you know. D-Train's just done, he did a 3-day fast. And it feels fantastic. So it just resets, it resets your whole system. And it's supposed to be very, very good for you. But this is the things that people forget. It's like we don't always need to be in a highly fed state. And this is the problem, is that we are in a highly fed state, and we're not eating like we used to. We don't hunt, you know, like our ancestors did. So what happens?
Lifestyle. Does McDonald's count as that, going hunting, just looking through the McDonald's menu? I don't remember that's hunting nowadays.
Yeah, it's hunting, isn't it? But it's cancer-causing hunting, really, when you think about it. So that's the difference.
You can look back at all those photos we see from the 20s, 30s, 40s. I know it, you know, there was a war on, in inverted commas, so there was rationing. But even prior to that, everybody looks fit and healthy. And, you know, you don't see many bald people. You know, baldness seems to be a new thing. Well, you know, why is that happening? Is that, that must be through diet as well. But you look at the pictures after the break.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate.
There's a little bit of cha-cha-cha there for you. So go ahead, Martha, about baldness.
When you look at the photos from years ago, and you can see all these on Instagram and Facebook, people put them up, don't they, deliberately so, just to make the distinction. You know, everyone's fit, healthy, happy. Now you look at the pictures, everyone's just, not everyone, but the majority of the people are obese and fat and lazy looking and just unhappy and a lot of, you know, more bald men. In the photo. See that? So why is that happening? You know, it must be diet, mustn't it?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Possibly shit their brand on us. I don't know. It might be, but yeah, it's certainly diet. But no one asks these questions, do they? What you know? We're not going to get an answer, are we? Because it doesn't make sense. Because it puts the responsibility back onto the people to look after themselves, and they want the government and experts to look after them, as we've seen the past few years.
Yeah,
more so than
that's them. Right. And how are they looking after you? Because 90% of what we eat is packaged food, which has long shelf life. Nothing's supposed to have a long shelf life.
No.
You
do your shopping, you eat it, and you go, say you go and hunt again, don't you? Or you go and gather
blood sugar levels go up. Like there's a lot of that happening. There's a lot of like diabetes and stuff around as well in young people as well. And it's crazy. You just kind of go, why is everybody so sick when they should be fit? You know, it's not normal. Like, I don't know how people seeing this as the new normal. What? And I hate that word as well, by the way, new normal, because there's no new normal. You know, it's not new. It's like the system is designed to fail, and it's to fail you at the end of the day. But you know, let's see what the celebrities are doing. Let's see. Stem cell therapy. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're looking very, very young. They're looking very, very young.
That's what it
is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there's been quite a few changes now, and it's come up on a lot of the social media. I think I put one up about Kris Jenner, how she's like 70 years old, but she looks more like Kim, her daughter Kim.
She looks,
She looks way younger these days. And there's quite a few of them doing it now. And, it's apparently it's stem cell therapy. And I was reading through this Hollywood doctor who's saying that he is actually doing it. And their injections that they get. And I'm like, where are you getting these stem cells from?
Well, it says, where the stem cells are.
Yeah, where are you getting them from? You know?
Yeah.
Because we know that embryonic is where the good stem cells come from, you know, the embryos and stuff like that. But then they say that it can come from your own blood and for your own bone marrow. But who's going to do that? Do we know that the celebrities are actually doing that? I don't know. It's all a bit far out there. But you know, we were saying about trying to find that fountain of youth. You know what I mean? I mean, you sent me that link for that, and I watched that trailer. Yeah,
that's a new film.
I actually might watch that, where they're thinking it's water. You know, it's water is the fountain. You what kind of water? But everybody's looking for it, that fountain of youth, and I think Hollywood's finding it now in stem cell therapy. But these things that they're injecting into their bodies, I can't see them being healthy. I mean, I don't know what they're all being propped up with, to be honest with you.
or if
they're actually the real people.
If they're the real people, we know they could just be holograms. Well, we don't know, do we? But, you know, are they that vain where they would do that? Maybe they are. I dread to think. But maybe it's just, again, just another sales trick, because they're, you know, if you can't afford stem cell treatment, try this instead. You know, and it's something a little bit more benign and cheaper for the plebs to take and prove how up to date they are with all the new fads. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something funny though. We actually watched South Park, an episode of South Park a couple of nights ago, and it was when Randy was joining all the mums having the they were injecting Ozempic into themselves, They were trying to find where they get. They were robbing like all these places and all that. It was so funny, and it just South Park really takes the piss, you know, out of all that sort of thing. And Randy was thinking, because his character, if you don't know South Park, he's the guy with the weed, right? He smokes weed. That's what he does. Right. That's what he sells, right? But then when the girls were saying, the other mums were saying they're having a drug party, he was up for it, but he didn't realize it was the Ozempic. Yeah, the wrong type of drugs. And he was like, he felt like there was something missing in his life. And he's like, I'm getting a boner, but I feel like there's something missing in my life, you know. And I sometimes feel that might be the case with what we see today, that people feeling like they're missing something in their life, you know. So if we are flooded with celebrities looking this way or that way, then are we more inclined to follow them at what cost to our health, you know? Course, so yeah,
and that's why they're called stars. Yeah.
Yeah. So we already have things like all this different radiation, all this, all that sort of stuff affecting us. And it's like that, but it can't be good for you. It really can't be good for us. Our environment potentially is going to be flooded to make us sick. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the celebrities, it's like, but we want to look like them. Like, how are they finding the fountain of youth? You know, but I don't think they are, to be honest with you.
No,
I think
no, they're more and more times.
It's a gimmick.
To have these interventions. Yeah, it's a gimmick and interventions to make them try and look young when so it's not natural, is it? Nothing's natural.
No. Mm. And that's the thing. And then, you know, more of them like will come out and say they've got cancer or they're going through this and they're going through that. But a lot of them disappeared all of a sudden, you know, or you won't hear about it. But then I think, see, I'm less inclined to believe a lot of their stories because for me it's like, well, they're trying to sound normal. You know, they're trying to like connect with you to say, well, I went through this and I've battled that and, you know, poor me, poor you, I can relate to what's happening to you. But I don't think so.
No, yeah, I don't give a stuff. Yeah. I don't give a monkey's about us. You know, I'm just feeding the cat. Apologies. They don't care. That's their job, isn't it? They're actors. They're actors, always acting.
Yeah.
I would take everything they say with a pinch of salt. But as you say, they follow the stars, the people. That's what they are. That's the new religion, isn't it? So
it is. But there's the things that we've got to look into, though. Like, you know, if you really want to know what's happening, like, have a bit of a listen. Like, you've sent me some of the things about the what was it called? The rainbow.
Yeah, the visible rainbow.
Invisible rainbow. Sorry. Apologies.
Yeah, that's an interesting read.
So invisible rainbow and things about the latest. And, you know, okay, they might sound a bit conspiratorial, these things about the 5Gs and microwaves and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you've got to take note of these things and you've got to wonder, like, what's going on. And if you are feeling a little bit off, you know, it could be these things. Because we don't really know what's flooding our system. But the best we can do is maybe try to have a better lifestyle and making sure that food nutrition is important. And then balancing that out with what works for us. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's
crazy.
We're all different. Yeah, we all react to different things. But, that's great. I think should we probably just leave it on that kind of don't go to the doctor. Don't go to the doctors. be aware of what's around you and, you know, look at alternative, not therapies, but, you know, diets and natural
therapies,
which are there for a reason. You know, we know, you know, that stuff was oppressed in with the Flexner. Is it Flexner report and back in the 20s or 30s, wasn't it? I mean, you know, another Rockefeller production to deliberately put people off the scent and turn it into a conspiracy, in inverted commas. It's all deliberately done.
That's it.
It's, and you tell people that, it's, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, that's not true. They wouldn't do that to us. But, well, you know, do your research and make your own decisions. Don't follow the herd.
Don't follow the herd. That's right. No. And that was that one song that they used to love playing after was Sheep Through the Gate. Do you remember that one?
All right, no, what was that one? Oh, Sheep Through the Gate. Yeah.
Sheep Through the Gate. Don't be one of the sheep.
No, certainly not. No, don't follow the farmer and certainly don't follow the sheepdog either, because it'll round you up. So go your own way. Go run into the other field. That's where I'll be. Running the opposite way.
That's where Martha will be. Martha will be.
He'll be out of the fitting room
and into the field. And that's where you'll find him. Exactly.
Yep,
out where 100%. Nature is, barefoot,
indeed,
getting all the nutrition, all the vitamins, all the good stuff. He's there again.
It's the weekend. So it's the weekend, and the wheels might fall off a little bit over the weekend, but that's what weekends are for, isn't it? That's what you got to enjoy yourself as well.
Everything
in moderation.
That's the only thing. Like, we're just bringing, you know, attention to probably things that people have questioned before, and it's good to have a discussion. So, you know, Martha popped into the fitting room because that's where we have those discussions, in the fitting room.
Indeed.
Everybody wants to talk about their body parts and their different dramas that's happening in their life. But, you know, and there's always room for a cup of tea in Martha's kitchen.
Certainly is. And then, also, you know,
and then
down the pub
of
the weekends. Yeah, 100%. Okay.
That's it.
Well,
Thanks, Martha.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was great. Good talking to you.
What was your idea?
Have a good weekend.
Yes, and have a good weekend.
Everything in moderation.
That's it. So thanks, everybody, for being in the fitting room with us. Martha and myself, Verilicious, we will catch you next time round. Maybe Martha might be back for round three. Ding, 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 ding.
Who knows?
We will see. But until then, everyone else, enjoy your weekend. And we'll catch you next time round in the fitting room. See you guys.
No doubt. Bye. See you later. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Take it to the sugar shack. I'm gonna take it to the sugar shack.